very grateful for those beautiful readings tonight and also the testimonies. Our God is real. I used to have a very vague sense of God, something I hope exists, but I wasn't really sure. And one wonderful thing about Christian Science is it doesn't have you accept anything that you can't prove for yourself. And if you have faith, even as small as a grain of mustard seed, and you start out just with that little bit of faith, that little bit of trust, taking those first steps, you can find that God is real and that He is a very present and ever help. Every moment of every day, He's with you, and you only have to turn to Him to find Him. The readings tonight, the beautiful readings tonight about listening to God's voice, reminded me of a YouTube that was recently sent to me. It was about a Norwegian farmer who had a sheep farm, and it showed, I guess, some of his friends were calling the sheep. The sheep weren't that far away. They were beyond the fence, and the friends, various friends, would go up to the fence and call the sheep, and the sheep would definitely ignore them. But when the farmer went to the fence and called them, right away their heads went up, they looked, and they came. And so it is with us as we hear God's voice. It's something cultivated, as Janet beautifully mentioned with that little boy. A little child can learn to hear God's voice, but sometimes through the false education and the harsh noises of the day, we might seem to think we've lost that ability, but it is there, and you can revive it and cherish it and cultivate it. And I'll often get the question, well, how do you know? Is it God's voice, or is it something else? And the answer to that is to first to know and to declare that you can hear God's voice. He is speaking to you. And then you go forward from there. And perhaps sometimes you might make a mistake. Maybe you do something and it turns out it wasn't God's voice. So you can learn from it and continue to grow. But keep listening. Keep asking. And you will find that you hear Him. Sometimes it just comes as an intuition or a gentle nudge. All of these things are ways in which God speaks to you so that you can hear His voice. I'm so grateful to be learning this in this church, grateful for all the wonderful members, everyone throughout the world, so grateful for our service tonight.